This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, as we chip and chop away at this week, happy International Day of Trans Visibility. as if anybody needs help identifying any one of these people. Anyway, we are going to have a little discussion, a bit of a heavy one, about how the war isn't over. It's never, ever over against all this filth, this degenerate, disgusting filth. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about foreigners. Something wonderful happened in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump gets credit for that. Something terrible has happened to our poll numbers. He's going to get some credit for that. They are very, very upset, the communists, about the idea of women being mothers and wives. Why? We'll have a discussion there. They're dirty thieves. Great examples of that. In the end, the Secret Service continues to be untrustworthy. Oh, that email. So much more tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. There's something about life that if you've lived any length of time, you already know. Maybe you're a younger person listening, child, teenager, whatever, and maybe you don't fully realize this yet, not because you're dumb, because you just haven't lived enough life yet. Anyone of a certain age knows what I'm about to say is 100% true. 100% true. Life will have ups and downs. And there's something about human nature. I have it, you have it, we're all born with it. When things are going well, it feels like it's never gonna stop. When you get that promotion at work, you're already cashing the next check for the next promotion you're gonna get. You're clearly a hot shot. Things are going well. When you meet that pretty girl, she's batting her eyes at you and you had your wonderful first date. You dropped her off at home and you're sailing on the way home. You've already had three kids with her in your mind. You're already married. Three kids living out in the countryside one day. When things are going well, you tell yourself they'll always be this good. But that's a lie. They won't be. And vice versa. When things suck, and things will suck at some point, you'll be single, lonely, broke, out of work, depressed, drunk, who knows, whatever. The various things, the various problems that come at you in life, bad health problems, maybe you're in this right place right now. You lie to yourself the same way you do when things are up, that it's going to last forever. You're never going to get out of this valley. I might as well end it. No. You'll come out of it. Maybe not tomorrow, but you will. Times will be good again. Ups and downs. That's life. In politics, we do this because we care so deeply, you and I do, about politics. Not that we have some deep love of it, of politics or politicians. It's really kind of a scummy profession, if we're being honest. We're passionate about it because we're passionate about our country, the country we will leave our children and their children after them. That's why we care. And because we are passionate about it, we are more prone to that lie than other people are who don't hardly pay attention at all. Meaning if you're you or if you're me and you care so deeply about this, when Joe Biden is president and the communists are arresting everyone they can get their hands on and they're hurting people and everything's a freaking disaster, you convince yourself we're done, we're finished, the country's over, it's time to pick up a rifle and fight a civil war. And then November happens. Donald Trump survives two assassination attempts, multiple arrests, is convicted of felonies, overcomes all of it, and not just wins the presidency, cruises to the presidency, wins the popular vote. Dome didn't even sniff the White House. And in that moment, and moments that came after that, we convince ourselves, oh, freaking finally. These demonic savages, they're finally defeated for good. We are finally free of them. And even if we're not free of them, they're sorry. They understand the error of their evil ways, and they are going to make changes. Even if they don't want to make changes, they're going to feel forced to make changes. They're going to give up some of their most evil ideas because they just lost. And they're sitting around a table as we speak talking about why they lost and how they need to stop all their evil crap. Don't you convince yourself of that? I do. I did. I still do from time to time. I find myself thinking that. But here's the thing. I'm going to read you something. I'll be honest with you. I struggle with what I'm about to read you. And I struggle with it because I am a control freak. I like to imagine that I am in control. I want to be in control. Whatever's going on, I can fix it. I'll control it. I'll keep these people safe and I'll keep these people out of power. I have a lot of control, right? Here it is. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Well, that sucks. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like I can defeat spiritual forces in heavenly places. I'm a 44-year-old balding man. I don't have that kind of juice. Do you? I don't. By the way, that was Ephesians. I don't like the idea that the evil we're up against is more powerful than me. That it's more eternal than me. I've got maybe 70 years on this planet if I'm lucky, and then I'm gone. That's just the Kelly way. I can't do anything about that. Maybe 70 years. So I don't have very much time left. I have to defeat these communists. Midterms are coming. November 2028. I don't have much time. And the reason I struggle with it is they won't be defeated when I die. If I live to be 170, 270, they'll still be there. Because we're not just dealing with Nancy Pelosi. We're not just dealing with this specific communist group or this politician or this celebrity or this, or whatever individual we have assigned all this evil to, or whatever, I say assigned, whatever individual is carrying forth all this evil. We think if we just vanquish them at the ballot box, if we bankrupt them, if we get them fired, if we can just get rid of that one guy, that one group, it's over. We won. I can finally, I can have my weekends back. No more political involvement. I don't have to go to these boring school board meetings anymore. I could just watch the game. I want to go back to watching the game. As a young man, I used to watch NFL football for 8 to 9 hours every Sunday. I miss it. My wife and I, we used to go to this little sports bar when we were first married in Tucson, Arizona. What's it called? Risky Business, I think it was called. Risky Business? I wonder if they're out of business. Anyway, Risky Business. They had this little chocolate chip dessert that was like this big cookie they'd put ice cream on. And I love cookies and ice cream. After 8 hours of football, I'd finish off the day with one of those, go home and go to sleep. I'd love to go back but I don't get to go back. I don't get to, and you don't get to give up this fight, and we have to fight it with the full knowledge that the enemy is not tired. He is not done, because we are dealing with evil forces that will outlast your flesh and my flesh on this planet. They are not sorry for all the evil they've done. They're not sorry. They don't regret it. They don't intend to change direction. They're not having a heart-to-heart with each other about maybe the tranny stuff was too for them. They're not at all sorry. They're sorry they lost. They're sorry they currently don't have the power to hurt you the way they want to hurt you. Oh, they're very sorry about that. But the evil is still just as evil today as it was under Joe Biden. There's a story actually out of the NBA bringing that to the forefront. Let's talk some gay stuff next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jewish producer Chris dropped a Jewish phrase on me. Quote, "It is not your duty to finish the work of perfecting the world, nor are you free to neglect it." We can't achieve final victory over all this evil we are up against, but we do have an obligation to fight it. Now, maybe after I laid all that out, and we'll get to this NBA story in a second, maybe you're tempted. It can be very, very tempting to say, well, that's disheartening. If I can't ever win, why do I want to play? I mean, why would I sit down and play a game of Monopoly with the family if the rules state I'm not allowed to win? Why would I do that? Because the fight against it is the thing that keeps the evil from being a 10, turns it down to a 5, a manageable 5. You don't want to live under a 10. Now, maybe you're thinking back to the Biden administration and you're thinking to yourself, I mean, that had to be a 10, right? Remember when this guy was made an admiral? Some dude pretending to be a woman, then lectured you about the racism of the climate.
Hello, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine. Climate change is having a disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of Black communities. Black Americans are more likely than white Americans to live in areas and housing that increase their susceptibility to climate-related health issues.
Yeah, we got it. You think that's a 10? That's a 5. A 10 is the secret police showing up in your house in the middle of the night, grabbing you and your wife, taking you down to the police station where they beat your wife in front of you until you confess to crimes you didn't actually commit. Then they take you out back, line you up against the wall, shoot you in the head, throw your wife in a train car, drive her off to the gulag where she has to choose whether or not to date one of the guards or the strongest gang in the prison to avoid being ravaged every single day. That's not a horror book. That's the gulag system that communists put into place. That's a 10. Don't ever convince yourself it can't get worse with communists because they're demonic. It can always get worse. Now, back to what we were discussing. We convinced ourselves, many of us did, even if it was briefly, that the communists were sorry, they were going to change their ways, they were going to give up so many things. Certainly the communists in corporate America. After all, they got the Bud Light treatment, right? They rolled some tranny freak out there, and everyone stopped buying Bud Light, and Bud Light stock dropped, and they freaked out, and then now they're doing some big Real America campaign with Leonard Skinner on the TV commercials because they're so afraid of Real America. It worked, right? Corporate America's done with all that stuff. Well, the Chicago Bulls announced they were, of course, going to do Pride Month, Pride this, gay, gay, gay. Everything has to be freaking gay now. The whole freaking world.
Why are you gay?
Everything. So one of the basketball players, Jaden Ivey, born again Christian, came out, said this.
God did not make a man to be with a man. How God did not make a girl to be with a girl. God made a man for the purpose of procreation. to have another child. How else, how can a woman, how can a woman bear a child with a woman? How?
Okay. Obviously feels strongly about it. Clearly, though, that's his beliefs. Yeah. Chicago Bulls woke up this morning and cut him. Here's head coach.
But I think organizationally, there's certain standards I think we want to have as an organization and try to live up to those each and every day.
Organization has certain standards. But maybe now you're tempted to jump in and say, but it's the NBA. They keep wife beaters on their team and thieves and all kinds of thugs. Those guys are allowed to stay. Well, you're almost there. Almost there. The standards are quite simple. They, the LGBTQ freaks, they are fighting a war. This war is against you, your family, your belief system. They believe you and your beliefs are evil. You can rape, steal, rob, do all manner of terrible things as long as you are on their side fighting a war against you. Their standards are you and your beliefs are the enemy, and they intend to defeat and destroy you. Ah, but I don't want to fight a war. I don't like that. Hey, but that doesn't matter, and it's not up to you. New England Patriots running back Travion Henderson, in response to all this, talked about it, and he said this, Matthew 5:10, this is what he put on his social media. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. His head coach, Mike Vrabel, was asked about it. Here's what he said.
Travion quoted some Bible verses supporting a Chicago Bulls player who got released for some comments that he made. And I just, how do you measure the line between conduct detrimental to the team, which is why the Bulls released the player in their view, and allowing a 23-year-old to, you know, express his personal beliefs?
I think there is a fine line. I want to tell you, I love Travion. I love the person. He cares deeply about our team. He cares deeply about his faith. He cares deeply about his family, his wife, the people in our building. And so I want them to be able to express what they believe in their heart and in their mind, but also want to make sure that they're educated, and we want to be inclusive.
Inclusive? That doesn't sound very inclusive. You're saying he has to be educated. We'll continue in a moment. We'll finish this up. Before we do that, are you still paying a corporation that believes this stuff, funds this stuff? Are you paying them to fund this degeneracy? If you're paying Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you are. Maybe it's time to take 10 minutes on the phone and switch. Pure Talk will never do this to you. They'll never take your money and spend it on this disgusting filth. You never have to stress it. You never have to worry about waking up and find out. Pure Talk sponsors a drag parade in my neighborhood. Never. Pure Talk loves this country. They love your values. Pure Talk gives back to veterans. Pure Talk hires Americans. They charge you even less. Switch your phone. Switch your business. Switch your cell phone plans all over to Pure Talk. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that. Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. The Bulls, this is an email. Jesse, the Bulls outright admitted he was waived for conduct detrimental to the team. I'm no lawyer, but this seems like he can have an open and shut case for religious discrimination. So, I'm sure he can, but the bottom line is it's a war. You can sue, you can win, you can lose. You can win elections, you can lose elections. You can make your school board fight about the curriculum, the textbooks, the advertisements, the movies. You can and you should make this fight. But you should know that they are clear-eyed about who they think the enemy is.
And we have seen religion and political violence showing up more and more in our public spaces. It's something that is just very in our faces and something that we're very concerned about and something that feels very threatening right now at this time.
More from her.
A new threat that we see today is the GLBTQ movement. It's a challenging of that status quo, of the way that things have been, of who's a man and who's a woman and how relationships are. It's very threatening to the idea of the white male powerful figure, because it muddies the waters and makes things ambiguous and confusing.
Here's the governor of Michigan today.
And since then, we have put in the work to build a state where everyone can live openly and authentically. I'll keep fighting like hell to make sure every Michigander feels safe, secure, and supported. Today and every day, we stand with our trans neighbors, because trans rights are human rights.
They didn't quit because they lost an election. They're not sorry for what they've done, because we're dealing with things that are dark and evil, not misguided, bad, naive, confused. We are dealing with evil, and evil never stops, ever. And it must be fought by you. Good has to fight it. That's what keeps the evil at a 5 instead of at a 10. Dear Jesse, so the communists have infiltrated our institutions, and we need to resist them and work to push them out. Agreed, he says. Can you point to a model of a successful counter-infiltration that has made a country uncommunist at least for a while? Did the Eastern European countries in the 90s succeed? Chiang Kai-shek, 1949, South Korea, or somebody? It will be easier to have heart for the fight if we could point to a model on who has won it in their country. Okay, very good. It's a very good question. Very good email. You and I, we have this discussion all the time about the communist infiltration of our institutions, how the institutions are everything. We have to get them out of our institutions, even in some cases create parallel institutions. But we can't be ruled by communist-run institutions or we're done. So, has anybody successfully countered the communist revolution? Well, yeah, but are you sure you want to hear about it? Let's talk about some successful cases. And don't worry, they're not all going to be dark and ugly. Salvador Allende stole an election in Chile. What, Chris? That's how you say it. It's not Chile. Anyway, he stole an election. He was a communist in Chile. I know you're going to be shocked by this, but immediately he started doing horrible things because he's a communist. Augusto Pinochet was a general who did not want to see his beloved country fall. And so he gathered up the army, fought against the communists, threw a bunch of them out of helicopters, and Chile went on to be wildly prosperous and free for a very long time. had one of the highest standards of living in all of South America as soon as Pinochet got rid of the communists. All right, that's a dark one. We could talk about Spain, which we've discussed before, the Spanish Civil War. Okay, we don't need to keep going dark. Let's set that aside because I don't want anybody thrown out of a helicopter. I would prefer that does not happen. I know that may be a desire of your heart. I don't want to see anyone hurt, as I've told you many times before. Why don't we go to El Salvador? El Salvador, they were suffering mightily from their own communist insurgency. It wasn't just street criminals, as we've discussed. That's not true power. A gun and a knife. A gun and a knife can kill me, can kill you. But that's not real true power. The true power lies in the legal system. The power of law enforcement, the power to arrest, detain, throw someone in a cage. The communists in El Salvador, they weren't just a bunch of street gangs. The communists made sure they installed judges. Judges who ensured the drug dealers, the murderers, the rapists, the thieves could never, ever be held for very long. Headline, outrage as trans illegal immigrant gets just 6 month sentence for a sexual assault of New York City teen. You know, stories like that. So how is it that El Salvador is sparkling now? A vacation destination? The lowest murder rate in the Western Hemisphere? This is the country where MS-13, you've heard of MS-13? One of the most murderous, violent street gangs out there, immensely powerful. This is where they came from. This is where they got their start. And now you take your family to El Salvador and stroll up and down the streets with them. How did he do it? He didn't just take the gang members and throw them in a dungeon. He got the communist judges off the bench. If we want to take back our institutions and we don't want to throw anyone out of a helicopter, we can do something, but it's boring. It sucks. It's hard work. It's not sexy. It involves getting local. It involves getting involved. It involves this Saturday, instead of sleeping in till noon, got to get up at 9:30 and go down to a dingy little office building in town, the local Republican office building, because Precinct 222, your precinct, they're having a meeting to decide the next representatives and leadership in your area. And you're going to go down there and you're going to be bored to freaking tears for an hour. And the guy who's running for constable is going to give a 5-minute speech and he sucks at it. It's really boring. And the next guy who's running for state rep, he's going to be there glad handing people and giving a big toothy grin. Hey, I'm Jesse Kelly. Vote for me. And you're going to hate every minute of your life while you're there. And when you're driving away, you're going to say, I'm going to Waffle House to eat comfort food because I've never been more miserable in my entire life. Nevertheless, it's the people who show up at those meetings who decide the direction of the Republican Party. And the direction of the Republican Party will decide how strongly the Republican Party actually opposes the Democrats, the communists in this country. And whether or not the Republican Party has the stones to get rid of said judges. You're mad about guys like Boasberg? Everybody knows the name Boasberg now. He's that bald commie freak who's out there every single day. With all due respect to bald people, looking at myself in the mirror. He's that bald commie freak judge out there every day issuing some injunction on this and Trump can't do this and Trump can't do that. And you're mad about that. And it may make you wonder, how in the world do we have the House and the Senate and nobody has impeached Justice Boasberg? Because the GOP doesn't have the stones to do it, and they don't have the stones to do it because the people with the stones, you, sit at home on Saturday. I know that's boring. Helicopter tossing sounds a lot more fun, right? We don't want to get there. Let's get involved. We'll do some emails next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have to get to criminals and foreigners, but I digress. We have to get to an ugly thing, maybe a beautiful thing, depending on how you want to look at it. The attack on the family. We'll get to that. But all that stuff's going to have to wait. How commies are dirty thieves. That's going to wait, too. I owe you a bunch of emails. Hey, El Sombrero. Recently, we were at an impromptu. That means something that was made or done without previous... I know what impromptu means. At the home of a family our daughter goes to school with, the wife quickly ran to the store to buy more burger and came home with preformed burger patties. Initially, I was appalled, but since we don't know the family too well and they get together, came together on the spur of the moment, I bit my tongue and didn't say anything. However, as the evening proceeded, there were a couple comments made by the dad about the preformed burgers that indicated this is a regular occurrence. Also, no seasoning of any kind touched the meat while on the grill. To be honest, I'm not even sure how to judge this behavior. Is this a lack of pride in the food you prepare? Do you just not care about the food you eat? Is this just pure laziness? He asked that I don't say his name. He did ask, should we cut them off or give them a second chance? I'm prepared to make tough decisions for the betterment of my children, but my wife is a little squeamish. Well, this is one of those situations I've been in before. And I can actually see my wife eyeing me from across the room when they bring out the preformed burger patties. And she's begging me with her eyes, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. But let me explain something to you. In fact, I'll give you a little personal story. My father, as you know, he passed a year and a half ago. And people wonder why I'm so obsessed with food. Well, I got it from my dad. My dad and all his construction travels. My dad could tell you what he ate and where he ate it at in every city he'd ever been in. And if I went to a city where my dad had been, I would call him. Dad, what do I eat? He'd tell you exactly what to eat and where to go. Now, leading up to family events like Christmas, anything like that where the whole family would gather, I'm talking about after I left home. My dad, if we were all coming back, he would call me 2-3 weeks in advance. Hey, what are we thinking for sides here? Do we want to do a tenderloin this year? I'm thinking about doing the Cajun chicken. My dad, 2-3 weeks in advance, is planning out the menu. Planning out the menu. That's how I grew up. That's how I am. To this day, after breakfast, I'll be in the kitchen. I'll kiss her goodbye or something like that. And I'll ask her, what are we thinking for dinner? And she'll be all just giving me crap. I don't know, Jess. We just ate breakfast. But for me, I'm planning all the time. I'll tell Chris and Corey when I get here, hey, what are we ordering later? They haven't even thought of it. Now, that's my family. A few Christmases ago, some time ago, we went back to Ohio to do Christmas with Ob's family. And Christmas Day came. Previous day, we've been to all these wonderful family gatherings and gift exchanges and stuff like that. Christmas Day came. I got into the kitchen, and Ob's parents are in the kitchen, just kind of messing around. And I asked, what are we doing for Christmas dinner? And they looked at me, and they said, I don't know. We hadn't really thought of it. Maybe some leftovers. Is that wrong? No. It's just a completely different way at looking at life. Food does not in any way govern Ob's decision making. It doesn't have any power over her. It's just not a huge priority. She'll meal plan for health reasons, but she doesn't sit and think about when she wakes up in the morning. She doesn't sit and dream about breakfast. I do. Oh, I'm gonna have eggs and I'm gonna chop up some jalapenos in them today, and you know what? I might make that sausage I bought. I got butts. I'm already thinking about it the second I wake up. That would never occur to her. It would never occur to her because her family just didn't prioritize that kind of stuff. It's not a big deal to them. It ruled my family. Now, all that was the good news. The bad news is this. If you're going to a party where they serve these preformed burger patties, on top of that, without seasoning, what that means is you're going to have to do what my dad used to do. You're going to have to be a jerk, and you're going to have to take control. My father and I went to a men's church camp one time. It was one of those one-night things. And we woke up. I've told you this before. We woke up, and it was breakfast time. I want to say 30, 40 guys at this church camp. And they busted out powdered eggs. My dad looked at it, and I thought he was going to hit somebody. It wasn't, and by the way, it wasn't just selfish. It wasn't selfish. He couldn't believe, he couldn't fathom serving powdered eggs to 30 to 40 dudes who gather in the woods for church camp. He said, get in the car, boy. And in the car I went, and off to the grocery store we went, and we came back with cartons of scrambled eggs and bacon. And he basically went, he wasn't even in charge. He just took charge. He kicked everyone out of the kitchen. He said, let's go. We're going to start making some breakfast. We're going to have real breakfast. What are we doing here? What, Chris? Chris said it makes sense now talking about me. On my life, that's a true story. It's just, if you make something a priority and other people don't make it a priority, there's a chance that that is a gift God gave you, you need to embrace. And the important thing is to take charge when it's time to take charge. All right? All right. Let's talk about the net result of immigration. Because, boy, we see it. There was just an attack on a synagogue. We see it with the pieces of trash who were all over the news. We see it with the Democrat Senate candidate in Michigan and something he said about the death of the Ayatollah. What does never-ending immigration bring you? Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.